Hello, everybody, and happy Saturday. This is Scott Morozik in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. A large shed fire prompted a multi-department response yesterday in Sherman Township. At approximately 1:21 p.m., a call came over the Huron County scanner dispatching the Sherman Township Fire Department and Bingham Township Fire Department to 5072 South Finkel Road, just south of Munford Road, for a reported large shed fire. Also at 1:21 p.m., Sherman Township requested additional support from the Deckerville Fire Department for a tanker truck. At 1:24, Sherman requested further assistance from Bingham Township for a tanker, pumper, and additional manpower. 2 minutes later, another request was made for water to be brought to the scene immediately. Fire departments assisting at the scene included Harbor Beach, Bingham Township, Sherman Township, and Deckerville Fire Department. East Huron Ambulance was also on scene. During firefighting operations, a fire truck was positioned on East Atwater Road, pumping water from a nearby ditch to provide additional water supply support. The fire was contained to a large shed. A dump trailer sustained heavy damage, while slight fire damage could be seen on the front and side of the structure. No injuries were reported at the scene. More information will be provided as it becomes available. A Sanilac County man is facing felony charges in connection with a large theft from a local business. Authorities say 45-year-old Wayne Francis Ginn of Brown City was arraigned in district court after being accused of stealing wire and equipment valued at more than $20,000 from a Snover area company. Investigators allege the theft involved power cables and materials taken from Albright Sand and Gravel. The business reported significant losses, including hundreds of feet of cable and damaged equipment. Ginn is charged with larceny over $20,000 and malicious destruction of property. A not guilty plea was entered on his behalf during the arraignment. Bond was set at $10,000 and the case remains under investigation by the Sanilac County Sheriff's Office. Construction is moving forward on a major new facility for Thumb Area Transit just outside Bad Axe, with officials reporting steady progress on the long-awaited project. Work began earlier this year at the new site near the intersection of Whiteland Street and Bushland Road. The development marks a significant upgrade for the regional transit provider, which serves residents across Huron County. Transit Director Kim Jankowski says the project is going very well, with crews currently in the early phases of construction following site preparation that started in January. The new operations center carries an estimated price tag of about $32 million. Officials say the entire project is being funded through state and federal grants with no local tax dollars required. The Tuscola County Commissioners presented Lieutenant Steve Anderson of the Tuscola County Sheriff's Department a resolution honoring his years of service. He is retiring today after 27 years with the Sheriff's Department. Anderson started with the Sheriff's Department in 1998 in corrections, then moved to the Road Patrol in 1999. In 2012, he was appointed as Tuscola County Emergency Manager. He served in that position with professionalism, dedication, and an unwavering commitment to the safety of the county and its population. He helped with the coordinated numerous disasters and emergency events. Under his guidance, the county was awarded numerous grants, and he was awarded several honors. And Michigan lawmakers are weighing new legislation aimed at slowing the pace of utility rate increases across the state. At a committee hearing in Lansing, officials reviewed a proposal that would limit how often utility companies can raise rates, from once a year to once every 3 years. Supporters say the change would give residents more predictability as energy costs continue to climb. Some Michigan customers report sharp increases in their monthly bills in recent years, with lawmakers noting that more than $1 billion in electric rate hikes have been approved over the past 5 years. Under the current system, utility providers can file for rate adjustments annually, with final decisions made by the Michigan Public Service Commission. The proposed bill would stretch that timeline with the goal of improving transparency and easing the burden on households. And that's your Thumb Broadcasting News update for this hour. And remember, you can get news stories just like these and even more news, information, and obituaries 24/7 online at thumbnet.net.